Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing?
I'm looking up itineraries for your spring break plans.
I mean, it's not that exciting, but we only got so much time.
Well, hey, you know.
But it sounds fun, right?
Don't knock it till you try it.
Never been.
It could end up being the best spring break you've ever had.
Gonna go watch some college baseball.
I've already learned
something. In Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
It's only like 3 hours away. Who knew? I didn't know that.
I thought it was in the middle of the state. I thought Omaha was like 3 hours away and Lincoln was, I would have guessed. If you just told me to guess before today, I would have said eight hours, 6 to 8 hours. I don't know. I thought it was way out in the middle of the state. It's like close to Omaha.
Right.
It's not that far away. I'm looking at it on the map.
Maybe I'll do both.
Yeah, you could go to the zoo.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, that's what they're proud of.
Well, okay, that doesn't mean that I have to go.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, when you go to Omaha and they say, what should you do? They say, go to the zoo.
We went to a college baseball game. But I think the Nebraska Cornhuskers, mm-hmm. I think I could see them on Saturday, then drive to Omaha and see, I don't know, it's like Creighton, whatever, see them on Sunday and then drive home.
So is that the plan, was to go see the Cornhuskers?
Yeah, play baseball. You know, just go make a little trip. There's not much we can do because they have baseball practice and, you know, we can't get away for that long. So
you can't take the long trip to go see some faraway destination. You got
right.
A couple days to try and get this done.
Right.
But
I also think that, you know, we got to get away. Get out, you know, and just don't worry about school or work or whatever and just have some fun. Hang out. So, yeah, it'll be fine.
So why Nebraska? Why not Iowa or Arkansas?
I don't know. I just thought, I think like 6 months ago, my kid mentioned, I'd like to go to, maybe I'll go to Nebraska for college. And I was like, and so when I was thinking like, well, where could we go to see a college baseball game? I was just like, well, let me go there. I was like, how far away is that? It was 3 hours.
I thought maybe they were really good. I could absolutely see Nebraska Cornhuskers being good at baseball.
I have no idea.
Doesn't it seem like
yeah,
something that would make sense?
Yeah.
They've got a great baseball team there, Cornhuskers. I don't know. It seems like a place that would be into baseball. So what was the other game that you were going to go see in Omaha? You'd go see another baseball game?
There's another college team.
Oh, you'd
there.
See the other college game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So do you buy tickets to these things or is it like?
I didn't yet.
I mean, do they sell them?
I looked it up at SeatGeek and it looks like there's plenty available. So I think I should be able to get them.
But, well, I would. I don't want to jinx it, but yeah. I didn't even know if sometimes, they like, sold like them
you,
or if you...
Sometimes college baseball is not popular at all.
Okay.
And then in other places you go, it's wildly popular.
Well, okay, so like so Nebraska, I could see it being popular right there. I don't know why. It just seems like Nebraska. Maybe it's because the Royals farm teams are. I don't know. But it seems like the kind of place it would be into baseball. Yeah. Something about corn-fed baseball players.
It's fun to go out there and, you know, I've never been there. So a good couple days. So that's what we're going to do.
You drive up there. It takes you no time. You get a hotel and you go see a baseball game and check out the campus. And
drive over to Omaha after it's done.
Yeah.
Hang out there for, watch a game there and then be done.
I mean, just a thought here, but I don't know how much farther the drive would be, but could you go to Iowa and see Caitlin Clark play basketball? I mean, that might be kind of momentous, right? I know your boys, or at least one of them, has talked about how impressive she is. I don't remember which one. I don't want to mix it up. Okay, I thought it was your oldest.
My youngest said he'd take her to the hole.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, maybe that's
same
history.
Parent. They just raised different, I guess.
It's a chance to see history, right?
Right, yeah.
I assume they're
I'm going to go do the baseball thing.
You are? Well, I'm sure it's probably harder to get tickets to go see Caitlin Clark. Those tickets probably are expensive and sold out.
I bet.
How much do you think those tickets are? What? Why are you shaking your head? I'm being serious. Do you think? I'll bet. Remember when the women's World Cup started to get really popular?
No.
Those tickets became. Yes, you remember. You remember. It was talked about quite a bit. There was some discrepancy or some anger about pay discrepancy between the women and the men's teams. I'm sure you remember some of this. They won. I don't know if it's gold. They won the World Cup several times. I think they also played in the Olympics. I'm not really sure. But you recall that the women's soccer team in the United States was quite good. I think it was really popular. And I thought that it looked like it was probably hard to go see them play at some point. Like, those tickets were probably not easy to get. Because, you know, a lot of people wanted to take their kids. And I'll say it, a lot of girls wanted to go see women. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it was just girls, but... So I could see, you know, maybe going to see Caitlin Clark play basketball. Maybe it's not easy. I'm not trying to laugh. I really don't know.
Oh, it's the Big Ten's women's basketball tournament.
What were you looking up?
Because they were expensive. And then I was like, oh, but it's the tournament.
Okay. So that will be. And did you look up this weekend? Is that what you were looking up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kansas
curious.
Women's basketball at Iowa's women's basketball. Oh, no. $50 for the tournament, I guess.
Now,
Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament, Session 5, Iowa versus to be determined, from $50.
From $50.
That's in Minneapolis.
Okay. But still, I'll bet that's higher than what it was. From $50?
I have no idea.
Bucks?
I mean, that's a, you know, I don't know
that's
what.
A, I mean, and I know
that's
things
a legitimate
cost more,
ticket price.
Exactly. If you're starting at $50, I wouldn't imagine that. I don't know. Maybe it was that expensive before, but I would just wonder if that has something to do with Caitlin Clark. Somebody on here who just said it, Knives Omega said, I wouldn't pay more than face value for tickets to see her. Knives Omega, do you know what face value is? Like, I don't even have any idea what face value is. And I'm not joking. Like, with the baseball thing, if you said they don't sell the tickets, you just come in and sit and watch the game, I would believe that. Or if you said it's hard to get tickets because baseball is big there, I would believe that, too, because I don't know anything about
it. Hey, Poncho.
What did Poncho say?
He knows me. He says, if Lazo's going to pay to see girls, it's going to be something completely different than what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch some talent, boys.
It's history.
I want to see, history,
it's
exactly.
History.
I want to see some talent.
You want to see history
I want to see some
making.
Talent out there on the stage.
This is your chance. You're the
court,
one who
whatever
says
you call it.
It. Your chance to see greatness. We're witnessing greatness.
I have said that many times.
You've said we're lucky to
Poncho's.
Be alive. We're just lucky to be alive. To be witnessing
this right now. I've said that to you in a strip club 100 times. We are lucky to be alive in the time, same time that this young lady is also alive.
Very true.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right, so I think I got it all figured out. Our Twitch listeners are great.
Sounds like they're ready to send you an itinerary.
I asked Chuckabee to do that, and then Catalina was helping. So if I got it all correct, I can drive tomorrow, get to Lincoln, hang out. If we leave early enough, if we get there before 5, we can swing over to the football stadium, take a tour, check out Lincoln that night, go see a baseball game the next day. After that, we drive over to Omaha,
so game
spend the
Saturday.
Night there, and then watch a game Sunday, and then drive home.
And game Sunday will be at this Cretans.
Yeah, Cretan. The Cretan Blue Jays against the Portland Pilots.
Cretan. What is a Cretan? Is
Cretan?
It a Cretan? Is it a Cretan?
I've seen them in college basketball before. They're like a pretty big university.
Okay.
But I think they play in the stadium, I think, where they do the College World Series. So that'll be nice as well.
Oh, yeah, the College World Series is in Omaha, right?
It is.
See, I knew there was a reason I thought that maybe they'd be good at baseball if they would be really into baseball. I thought that was something other than just – what's the Royals farm team name now? It used to be like the Storm, right? The Storm Chasers?
I'm the Storm
Was that the new name or did they change it? It doesn't matter.
I think that's it.
I thought that they changed the name at some point.
Creighton, they say. Creighton, not Creighton.
Creighton, okay. I want to talk about.
I think a Creighton is like a.
Like you're a Creighton. Like, yeah, like you know, like
subhuman.
Being a Creighton, yeah, you're like a creature who's subhuman, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe it's the name of a scary movie. And I'm sure it's probably spelled different.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think my mom used to call people Creightons.
Yeah, it feels like that. Yeah, I feel like I've heard it in a movie.
Creighton, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the curse of the Oscars.
No, your mom calls me, though.
Yeah, I know.
She loves to call me Big Poppy.
I know. Oh, yeah, Big Poppy, huh? Big Poppy. So stupid.
Why?
It's all stupid. The mom stuff is stupid. The Poppy thing is stupid.
Why?
I don't know.
That's what she calls me. Big Poppy.
It's just weird. I knew someone who called her boyfriend Poppy. And,
yeah.
And
Poppy.
I don't think he spoke Spanish. I know she didn't.
Yeah.
He wanted her to call him Poppy.
Yeah, I like that too.
I always thought it was really weird. And so she called him that. And she always said it just like you would imagine.
Yeah.
You're hearing it. I'm not going to do it.
Ooh, Poppy. I like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Make him call you El Padre. You call me El Padre.
Song.
El Padre.
Yeah, I don't know. Just always felt weird. I'm not into the whole daddy thing, though, either. You like that? Being called daddy?
El Padre.
If a woman starts calling you daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to kink shame. It's fine. I guess I just don't have the confidence. Maybe that's what it is. But it's foreign thought to me.
Concha says he dated a Latino for a short time. She was always saying Poppy in bed. Okay. Yeah, me too. I like it.
Did Chuckabee go to college there? Did you guys go to school there or you grew up in Lincoln? I didn't know people that listened to
Chuckabee lives there now.
Chuckabee, you live in Lincoln?
Right. He said he lives like 30 minutes outside, which could be Omaha. I have no idea. I didn't realize they were so close.
Okay.
I know Slim doesn't like hearing, oh, yeah, daddy, like saying it, which is why it's so different.
If people have been listening to this
show for a long time, you know that Slim likes to say, oh, yeah, daddy.
I don't.
He doesn't like to hear it. I like to hear it.
I promise.
Ooh, Poppy. He's like, oh, yeah, Poppy.
I promise.
Oh, yeah, Big Poppy.
Definitely never said that.
Yeah, right.
I promise I don't like to say, oh, yeah, daddy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mix-up. Mm-hmm. It was years ago. I was doing an impression of somebody
else. Poncho's like he's trying to king change us.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
you are.
I'm
you're like, oh, I'm not.
It.
But damn, but you're also like, ooh, where's my little baby girl? We do baby
I'm not
talk
kidding you. I'm asking you
I'm
as a friend
saying,
if you're
you
comfortable
do baby
with it.
Talk, you
yes.
Know, yeah.
I'm asking you if, as a friend if you're comfortable when girls call you Poppy or
yeah,
Daddy.
Big Poppy.
Because it's.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with
more
it. Which
than
I think,
comfortable.
I think so.
Well, I guess I'm not comfortable with baby talk.
Right,
so, right.
Exactly.
That's different, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's. I don't feel like I. I don't know. I don't want to be in that position, I guess. I don't want
what
to.
What the hell? I mean, I'm with my boys, so I'm not going, but color me intrigued. It said, for adult time, go to Wicked Rabbit in Omaha, and you can do a stranger in the fridge.
Okay, is it in Omaha, though, or is it in Council Bluffs? Because when I've gone to Omaha, all the strip clubs are on the Iowa side.
What's the Wicked Rabbit, and what is a stranger in the fridge?
I'm curious,
are you saying, can I have sex with a stranger in the fridge, or are you saying there's something called stranger in the fridge?
Or is that a total typo? Did autocorrect type out stranger in the fridge? Like, damn.
Or are you going to meet me there?
Right. Because I definitely have to know now what the stranger in the fridge is. Oh, is that Caitlin Clark? Who's writing us?
It's Catalina.
Oh, Catalina, I see now. Sorry. Catalina, I've got Caitlin Clark on the mind.
Oh, like I did in Cali. Yes, that is true. I did do that. Damn.
Oh, the stranger in the fridge?
Well, it was in the ice machine room.
Okay, the ice machine room. Gotcha.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Is the White Rabbit?
She was great. She drove a Corvette, too.
Pink
do you remember
one?
That story?
Was it a pink Corvette?
No, it was a white one. Brand new one.
I got to look this place up. Sorry. White.
In Santa Monica.
Wicked Rabbit. Wicked Rabbit. Because when I went, everything
was good callback, Catalina.
Fire.
I didn't even realize what you were talking about, and I was the one who did it.
Wicked Rabbit. It says in Omaha. I wonder if they started opening up places in Omaha or what. Because when I was there, you had to go to the Council Bluffs, the Iowa side of the state line.
You know, I messaged her a couple years ago.
This place looks nice.
That lady.
Yeah, and?
Bah, she messaged me back.
Like on Facebook?
Because I was going to L.A. or something. I was like, hey, you know? And then she was like, I'd really love to see you, but I got married last year or something.
Oh.
I was like, damn. I'm like, how are you? And it was nice, you know what I mean? She was cool, but like, you know, sucks.
It's tempting, man. The Facebook
like,
reach out to like the,
you know,
the kind of, you know, you don't want to mess with the magic. You don't want to screw it up. But also, it's like we
had a really good time. She's cool.
We found each other on Facebook and we're friends on here. Like, I think the whole reason
it wouldn't be weird for me to be like, hey, I'm going to be in, you know, L.A. You want to hang out? That's exactly what I did.
Right.
And then she was like, I would have loved to, but I got married last year.
And that's why you're friends on Facebook, because in case in the future,
right? Because it would have happened.
Our paths cross.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, she got married, whatever.
Yeah. 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 I see those people.
I just remember that waiter being like, it's L.A., baby. Because he was pouring us a bunch of drinks, and then we walked, and she was like, we should leave. I'm like, we can't leave because my kids are upstairs sleeping. And then we went into the area where they make the ice makers. And we had sex.
That.
And then we came back, and we sat down, had another drink, and she left. And then the waiter was like, came by. He's like, you want another drink? I'm like, yeah, I'll have one more. He's like, all right. I'm like, that was weird. And he's like, L.A., baby, L.A. And I was like, L.A., baby, L.A.
Well, isn't that what you said to Snowcone when you saw him in the back of that bar next to the – it wasn't an ice machine. I think it was a dumpster. But in the back of the bar, he said, Casey, baby, Casey. Wasn't that what it was? His pants were down? Because I'm having a hard time in my mind trying to – when you talk about that story, you're talking about the ice machine, I start to automatically envision Snowcone standing in the back of that bar.
No, this is like an ice machine there at the outside of the hotel where you can see the Santa Monica Pier.
Okay.
So you're at that hotel on the beach across from the Santa Monica Pier, and you can see it.
Okay.
Out there.
And
that's where we were.
Was in the kitchen of a bar.
Yes.
Which is different.
Well, I mean.
Quite a bit different.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it depends on what you're into, but yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just I shouldn't be. I'm saying there's no reason to mix those two things
up. Picture the Santa Monica Pier.
Santa Monica Pier, right. Was he, what was the story there? Was he, I know he's not in there to defend himself, but, right. Yeah. I thought that you said that when you walked in.
I saw his ass.
In my mind, he's backed up to a,
yes.
Like, here's a table here, and he, I don't know why, I remember it this way, there's a table, and he's standing here next to this table that's about, you know, waist high, and his pants are down like a little kid in the bathroom.
Yeah,
and,
a kid who doesn't know how to keep his
right, who doesn't
pants
know
up
how to
at
keep
the urinal.
His pants up.
Exactly
right.
What it was.
Like,
there's only another person there.
Right, and that other person, they were on the table or under the table, or, it'd be probably hard to remember.
Yeah, I think, like, facing the table. I'm thinking more about my moment now.
Well, yeah.
I remember we were sitting there and
she's not married
anymore. I said, you know, I never know, you know. I used the line we did, that we used, because, you know, we're just sitting drinking and, you know, and I said, well, you know, I can never really tell if, you know, people are coming on to me. Or, like, I'm just so bad at, you know, talking to people. And then she put her foot, her high heel shoe on my leg and said, well, let me make my intentions perfectly clear.
Good.
I was like, you are a corporate attorney.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because
and
I
she
need
even said at
clear.
One point, like, you know, you're not going
to
love it, but I voted for Trump. I'm like, I do love it. I do
I thought
love
you
it.
Say, I don't care. You're like, I love it. I think he's done beautiful
no,
things.
No, she knew I hated
things.
Him. I was like, I hate him, but we're going to do
this. This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to...
No, you can't let politics get in the way of sex, ever.
Well,
ever.
Even more so, it's like, yeah, you're a corporate, like, everything
right.
I stand against, and we're
of
about
course.
To have sex right in this room.
Yeah.
Like, filthy animals.
Yes.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Did you see Forbes put out their...
Of course.
I know.
What can I miss?
You subscribe. You do the annual subscription?
Every
49?
Morning I read Forbes and the, you know...
The Cretan Gazette.
I like the Gazette and the Port Arthur Journal and Constitution. I'm a big fan of.
I mostly just go to Caitlin Clark's blog.
You just try to piss me off, man.
I'm interested.
Okay.
She's got a lot to talk about.
I bet.
There's a lot going on. I didn't really go to college, let alone was I ever athletic.
You went to college?
I live vicariously through her.
You're the only one here
yeah,
who went
for
to
one
college.
Year. 1 year.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, but, you know, it wasn't. I didn't get, like, the full experience.
I went to college after I was an adult.
I mean.
I did. I mean, I did.
There's always something, I guess, you can
Jones
feel like
University in Florida. And University of North Florida, but I was already, you know, I had a job and
yeah, it's not the same.
I'd been through the Navy, you know, I'm going at night.
Maybe nobody looks at movies about college and goes, that was my life. Or maybe they do.
I think a lot of people do, but they just do it in the right order.
I think you have to, and then you have to go to a good college town. There has to be something about the college that feels right. It has to have the right dorms, or I don't know if it's Greek life. I'm not saying you have to be part of Greek life, but maybe it just has to exist there, whatever. I know that Lawrence, Kansas, certainly feels like a college town from the movies. And I'm a Missouri guy born and raised, and I like Columbia just fine. I'm just saying I spend more time in Lawrence because it's closer, and I didn't go to
school. It's a college town. Lawrence is a college town.
But it's it looks like the kind of place
you draw
from.
If my boys go to college, if they do, I wouldn't care if they do or they don't. But if they do, I would like them to go to a Lawrence-esque university.
Well, and being residents of Kansas, you know, if they wanted, I'm like, you can't really go wrong wanting to go there, you know.
No,
in-state tuition, that doesn't make it cheap. I'm not saying it does, but start with that.
It's a lot, half.
It's doing something, right?
Right.
It makes a difference, so I've been told.
But there's some of those smaller schools, too. You know, like, there's not much to do, you know, in the middle of Kansas in some of those. But you're like, well, okay, I get it. You know, when you drive in, there's, small houses and, you know, non-chain restaurants. You know what I mean? Like, Lawrence is obviously the big deal of that, right?
It's a movie college town, yes. Yeah. But there are those smaller college towns. I mean,
Fort Hays State and stuff. I don't know anything about them.
I don't either, but you drive through them. And some of them you can tell, like, they look like college towns. There's a pizza shop that wouldn't be there
exactly.
Otherwise. You know, that sort of stuff. Well, anyways, Caitlin Clark put out her annual list of highest paid actors. Or not Caitlin Clark, Forbes.
We did go to one of those baseball things, though.
What, baseball?
Man, I
things?
Wish I could know. You know, he does these showcases in front of college coaches. Ooh. Sometimes. My oldest.
Your son, okay.
And so you go out there and, you know, they evaluate you or whatever. I don't know. It could be a scam. What do I know? You know, you pay them and then they tell you stuff. Whatever. But we did go to one. I wish I could remember the name of it. Emporia State?
Yeah, Emporia State.
Yeah, we went there. And I was like, so what do you think? He's like, I can't live here.
I mean,
I get it, man.
That's a lot
I
of those
it.
Towns.
It
though.
Is,
something
you know?
Against them.
But we've been to other ones in small towns. You're like, yeah, no, this is nice. I could do this.
Yeah.
It just depends on, you know, the person in the city.
My brother went to school in Kirksville, Missouri.
There you go. See, I think that's right, Mezzy. I think we went to Fort Hays, and it was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, I could live here. I think we did one there. I mean, I could have them backwards. And then one time I went to Emporia State, and it was like, boy, I don't think I could do
Is Emporia the one that's sort of close to where we are sitting right now, like maybe 90 minutes?
I think they're both fairly close.
Okay.
It's hard to tell.
There's
though.
One,
I, like,
there's
I forget,
one in Missouri
you know?
That I confused with those. I know some people say Marysville. Is it?
Oh, well, that one, the Central Missouri, Missouri State, or whatever that is.
So, yeah, whatever that's called now, Central Missouri, that's in Warrensburg. Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe, but
then
we drove
Maryville,
through one of those, and that had like a legit football stadium. A legit baseball stadium. It was nice. The Mules. Who are the Mules?
Yeah, that's CMSU, which is now, what do they call it now, guys? CMS?
CMS,
wait,
is that
is
it?
Is that right? I thought it changed more than that. What do they call it now? It's UCM. Yes, that's where Brooke went.
Okay, yeah. That looked like you could go there. That was a real college town.
Yeah.
Like, that to me looked like a legit. I compare it to, you know, the colleges that I grew up around, and some of them in middle of Kansas, I'm like, I don't recognize that. Doesn't look like a college town. That looked like it could be Eastern Michigan or Central Michigan, you know, the bigger college. That, you know, it's a business with a lot of people living there, not a lot but enough, and it's all centered and focused around the university.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you're not too terribly far from the city if you do want to go do something.
I got a great baseball team too,
and you're not too far from the strip clubs. Actually, I don't know if those are still there or not. I've heard Maryville's the same way.
Just says, oh, weird, Brooklyn went there, maybe I banged her.
Yeah, when
well, I mean, if you were there at the same time, then you probably
okay. Gotcha, buddy. Gotcha.
I just look how old you are.
I will say she hated that town.
Really?
And her friends who went there hated that town. Now I don't know.
Well, I
maybe
don't know anything about it. I'm just
sports,
saying when you
so,
go in there, you're like, this is a college town.
Yeah,
there you go. Now maybe you know, there might be plenty of reasons why to hate it.
I've driven through it a million times to get to the lake. I went there once for a radio station thing, which I thought was odd, but it just shows you that it is. It's far enough away that if you're from Kansas City, your parents aren't visiting on a weeknight. They're not stopping by.
Right.
They have laundry that you need me to pick up, sweetie. That's not happening. But it is
close enough that if you want to come home.
If you want to go, you know, do something, see a concert or go to a game or whatever that you.
No, it's also like if you're having a bad day, you could swing by your parents' house and be like, hey, can I just stay here
tonight? Spend a weekend. Yeah, or whatever. The highest paid actors.
I just found a floppy disk on my girlfriend's.
Yeah, that. I don't think it happens exactly like that anymore, but I'm sure there's a
2024
equivalent.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
But you wrote a love letter to a guy on?
You know, that ruined not only my weekend, but the guy who drove me down there, because he was sitting there when it happened, and he was like, we got to go. Come on, Biggin. We're leaving.
He called you Biggin?
He called me Biggin.
Why did he call you that?
I don't know. He was from somewhere, and he would call me Biggin. They called him Good Times, so people called him Goody. And he drove me. He's like, oh, well, you're going to Manhattan? I was like, well, I'd like to. He's like, well, I'm going this weekend. I'll drive you. So I brought him over because, you know, he dropped me off at her dorm, so I'm like, hey, we'll come up and meet everyone. So he was sitting there when I said, what's on this floppy disk? And she goes, no, no, no. and reached to grab it. And he goes, come on, Biggin, we got to go. And so, I mean, that's a good friend considering we weren't that close. But he was like,
did he drive you home?
He drove me back.
And then did he go back?
No. It was too far. I don't think in college it's like enough money. And we weren't that. I mean, we were coworkers. You know, we were friends at work. At Applebee's.
Yeah, that's nice.
That was it. But he was like, good, we got to go.
That's a solid guy right there.
That is a solid guy.
I don't know what happened in good times, but I like him.
I'm sure he's doing just fine. He had a real cozy Chrysler New Yorker. Nice. Always in a good mood. Yeah. He could be in prison, I suppose. But wherever he is, I think he's making the most of it.
I like a good salute. Good times.
Absolutely. Salute. The highest paid actors of 2023. Did you see the official list?
I did.
Were you surprised? I mean, be honest. It's a little surprising.
Yes, I was. I was really surprised. I didn't.
I think that's why people were talking about it so much.
What was in what was it? Equalizer 3 for Denzel? Is that what made him the
most?
Must
have been. Yeah.
Because I was trying to think, like, what was he in? You know, besides that,
Equalizer 3's got to be it because it's the highest paid actors in 2023. It's for the total calendar year, so it's not like, you know, who got the biggest paycheck for a film or any of that. It's just how much they made during the calendar year. Denzel was number 10 at $24 million. Ben Affleck was number 9 at $38 million. I don't remember what he would have been doing.
I know, because I thought about it, too, and it took me a minute. Air.
But
the Nike movie, I bet you they paid both those guys a lot.
Okay.
And it did really well, and people liked it.
Oh, it did do well.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. I thought for some reason that it got good reviews, but it got lost in, you know, the shuffle. Maybe.
And they did that other one. He did that, the Night one. That one didn't do so well.
No, yeah.
But I bet you the streaming part of it.
I think that might have been 2022, maybe. Mm. It could have been earlier, but it could have come out last year for sure. I'm very bad with time. But I watched that, and I liked it, actually. I thought that it was decent.
My mother told me to watch it.
Matt Damon's in it as well, which I think he's on this list as well. So Ben Affleck, $38 million at 9. Then 7, there's a tie for 7th. Jason Statham, $41 million. I just assume that guy's in like
movies.
5 or 6 movies a year.
Well, that's one of those Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, well, and I think the other Guy Ritchie movie may have finally come out last year that he was in. I don't know. But yeah, he's always doing something. But the fact that Statham ties Leonardo DiCaprio is kind of crazy. I don't know. You would think that if Leo's got a movie coming out, he probably gets paid more and makes more in a year than Jason Statham. But they tied $41 million. So, you know, I guess that means that Jason Statham has the same kind of yacht money that Leo's working with. Close to
it. So he did, in 2023, he did Air, Hypnotic, and The Flash.
The Flash?
He's Batman in it. Remember They All Come Back?
Oh, in that movie. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
The Last Duel is 2021. You're right.
I thought that Michael Keaton was Batman in Flash. Are there two Batmans in it?
Well, it's, you know, he's going through time.
I didn't know that. I've never seen it. Sorry. Okay, so there's two different people playing Batman. So Leo and Jason Statham tied for 7th. 6th, Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston made more money than Leo and, well, I guess Jason Statham, but Leo, Ben Affleck. I mean, that's what the hell was she in? If you told me to name one Jennifer Aniston movie that came out in 2023, or in the last 3 years, I couldn't tell you. I know that she's on a TV show that's on Apple. Does she still do that morning show thing? Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
But I can't think of a recent movie. I know that they did a sequel to Murder Mystery at some point.
Yeah, she did that with
last
Adam
year,
Sandler.
Year before. That could have been 2022, maybe 2023. I'm not sure. But she's top 6, $42 million. 4th place is a tie between Ryan Gosling and Matt Damon, $43 million. I mean, these numbers are close. Again, you're talking about $43 million for them, $42 for Jennifer, $41 for Leo. So they're really close. So Matt Damon, Ryan Gosling tied for 4th. Top 3 highest paid actors of 2023. Tom Cruise, number 3. Margot Robbie, number 2.
Well,
now, immediately
Barbie.
I know Barbie, right?
What was Tom Cruise?
I mean, Maverick's been a while, so he did a Mission Impossible.
Did
that come out in 2023?
I'm going to guess.
That seems about right. I feel like there was a Tom Cruise Mission Impossible last year.
She just did Murder Mystery 2.
That's what I was thinking. That was 2023 for Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
So how did she make $42 million? I mean, look, it's highest paid actors, so I guess it can be for their TV shows.
And,
too.
Yeah, magazines and everything else. Yeah. So, yeah, I bet you she has a ton of that money coming in.
Good endorsement
and
deals.
And Friends.
Oh, I'll bet that still pays really well, the syndication. Every time it gets bought by a new streaming service, they probably get a check. Yeah, okay. So Margot Robbie, number 2, $59 million. Number 1, this was the big headline. Because, again, think about how close those are. Third place, $45 million. 4th is a tie, $43.
Oh, plus she
42.
Did the morning show.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
I know, but I'm just
pays,
saying
but
she did that. So, I mean, they just had it in here, $219 to present. So she probably gets paid pretty well for that.
I would assume so. But, you know, third place.
I mean, that's like the one thing that really draws people.
What,
that
TV?
Show.
Oh, that show, okay.
Apple, you know what I mean?
Third place through ninth place, we're talking about a difference here between a few million dollars. It's not until you get up to Margot Robbie that she's at $59 million, so that's a big jump. And then Adam Sandler, number one, at $73 million. So you're talking about Adam Sandler at $73 million. He's making, you know, almost twice as much as the guys down in ninth and tenth. Well, in Denzel's case, he is making twice as much. $73 million, and it's all because of Netflix. He did not have a single box office hit. There was no movie in theaters that was making money. It's just his deal with Netflix. And they said, we all know that that deal with Netflix paid really well, but they also said it's still going really well for Netflix because his movies still get, I guess, millions
of
streams.
Well, he did in 2023, because 2022, I wonder where they put that. The end of 2022 is Hustle.
Yeah, so they only do 2023.
I just wonder how much money, because it was the end of it, I wonder if that's still making money. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I think they're probably dividing up his contract with Netflix.
All right.
That's
well,
what
then
I
in
guess.
2023, he did Murder Mystery 2, The Outlaws, You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah, and Leo.
Yeah. And then,
that Leo was pretty good.
That was 2023 or 2022?
2023. Okay. And then 2024, Spaceman.
And then Spaceman. Oh, yeah, because we are in 2024 now. Right. That just came out.
$73 million. Four movies. One, two, three, four movies. And let me just see.
Yeah, but just imagine 10 or 15 years ago, you can say the highest paid actor. They've been doing this list for years. Highest paid actor.
He was the actor, producer, and screenwriter in most of those.
But none of those.
That's crazy.
I don't think. Well, yeah, because this article specifically said none of his movies were in theaters making money. So the highest paid actor in America wasn't in a single box office
draw
in the movie theater.
Although, I mean, that's what brings you to Netflix, so it's worth it for them to pay him. But those movies would have made money.
Right, we don't know.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean, I got to guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, some of them do, and it's like...
Like if I had to guess, if they just did a theatrical release before Netflix, that cartoon Leo with him and Bill Burr would have made money.
Yeah.
You know? But, I don't know, you're not so invited to my bar mitzvah, maybe not. You know, that's probably more... Hey, by the way, it was good, and people loved it.
Right, so it could end up being like...
That doesn't feel like a movie that people...
It's hard to predict.
But Murder Mystery 2, probably, him and Aniston, they would have made money.
I feel like that's a big star power. People kind of like the first one. But, again, they say it's working for Netflix, so that's...
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, $73 million. And people kind of laughed at him at the time. Well, they kind of laughed. I think they kind of laughed at Netflix. Like, why would you pay this guy all this money? Because they felt like, you know, he was the guy that makes these, you know, their words, not mine. But I felt like they were kind of saying these dumb comedies. They couldn't believe that Netflix would sign this massive deal with him. But here we are. It's been a few years, and it's still paying off for Netflix. At least,
I mean, if you just go
this.
Back to, I mean, none of these are, I mean, many people argue with me. I do like Sandler, but, you know, 2018. Mm-hmm. Right. If we go before that, there's still movies that he did that are good, but whatever. We do The Week of, Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, yeah, he did a couple of those, right?
Right. Murder Mystery in 2019, Uncut Gems in 2019, The Wrong Missy and Hubie Halloween in 2020, Home Team and Hustle in 2022, and I told you 2023 and 2024. I mean, none of those, even though they've all been just on Netflix or whatever, except for Uncut Gems, obviously, but people have liked those.
I liked The Week of. I know critics didn't, but yeah. I guess that's always been his issue. He says that all the time, right? That's why he did that special Certified 100% Fresh or whatever it was.
Right, and that's why after Uncut Gems and doing all those talk shows and he didn't get it, he's like, good, I can go back to wearing basketball shorts instead of kissing your guys' asses.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
We're going to do some news coming up.
Yeah, does it include Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul?
It does not, because I didn't hear about that until after I got to work. That's pretty...
People were upset about it, but...
Why are they upset?
I don't know. I just saw people like, you know, boxing has become...
Oh, like a sideshow sort of thing.
But
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul's pretty good.
He's pretty good, and Tyson's 57, you said?
I think so, yeah.
Something like that. And you also said, because there was that video of Tyson going around last week of him, or maybe a couple weeks ago, of him working out.
I thought that was an older one from
saying
3 years ago.
But
yeah, I'm not positive. Which one you saw and which one I saw? The one I saw was from a few years ago.
I felt like it was probably the same one because I felt like everyone was sharing it. I saw it multiple times.
Maybe, but it could have been like this was him 4 years ago and this is him now, and I didn't see the new one.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? So I don't want to say that. It could have been a new one.
It was just him in the ring with someone sparring. Yeah. And people were like, man, can you believe?
He still punches hard.
Yeah. Well, and I was like, man, you guys are acting like this is big news, but I saw him punch that guy on the airplane. It wasn't that long ago, and it looked like it hurt. I mean, those were big punches.
I mean, that'll be a good fight.
That'll be fun. Yeah. I could see actually wanting to pay for that. I won't.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, it's going to be on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be another pay-per-view deal. As soon as they said Tyson and Jake Paul.
Netflix.
Oh, wow, that's huge.
And I would have paid for that. You wouldn't have paid for it?
Well, I'm saying it gets close, but some of those things cost like a couple $100.
Oh, yeah, but if it was $50, you would have paid for it, right?
Maybe.
Right, yeah. You would have come over to my house and watched it.
I would have done that. I would have. If someone invited me over, I would have made a point to go see it for sure. And we'll do regular news coming up or non-sports news, but we were talking sports a little bit here off the air on Twitch. If you want to join us, twitch.tv/Church of Lazo. But I'm trying to follow up on the Chiefs, and I feel like there's kind of rumors that Chris Jones might stick around.
Yeah, right. And LeJarius Sneed might go to the Lions.
That'd be something.
Yeah, huh? Maybe I get that prediction right next year, Lions versus Chiefs. I was close this year.
Yeah.
I call it the beginning of the year, but
Sneak could help you guys just get over that little hump.
Yeah,
you guys
boy,
got.
Pat me on the head. We're just out there.
That could be good for you guys. That'd be good. Are you excited?
I was watching clips. I was talking about me and Chacho, which, by the way, let me just say, good job, man. I just checked out his report card. Straight A's. Good for you, man.
Good job.
Yeah. My older one, all A's and B's, too.
Good job.
Yeah, right? But like some of that stuff, I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Integrated algebra, geometry, calculus 2. I'm like,
it's
right,
stuff
whatever.
I never passed. Right? I promise like, you right, that. Man.
All right. Promise anyway, so well done, fellas. You get to pick where we go tonight. 8:10. Is that what you want? Or what is it? 8:01 Chop House.
What do they like? Is Sullivan's? That their favorite?
We go there for like special occasions usually.
Hooters. You take them to Hooters.
Well, I like to go to Hooters by myself and be a problem.
I feel like that's better. Yeah. You know, go with a buddy or something. I didn't want to go to Hooters with my dad.
They're old enough now, though.
I'm saying even at that age, I might have even felt more awkward then. I remember as a kid, my friend saying that his dad took him. I was like, oh, and I felt jealous. We were younger, though. I feel like by the time I was 14, 15, 16, I would have been like, I don't want to be in Hooters.
I've taken him to Twin Peaks.
I know. I know people do it all the time. I'm just saying for me, I don't know. My relationship
and
with
the
my
waitress
dad
was hot. And then she was like, can I take a picture with you three guys? We all stood up. We got to put our arms around her, and then she took a picture with us.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think they hated it.
No, I could see kids enjoying it.
It's just attractive women. What's the big deal?
I know, but it just depends on the relationship you have with your dad. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
It's in the name, though, right? There's Hooters, Twin Peaks. Yeah. It's in the name. We know it's a restaurant.
Yeah.
We know what it is.
Yeah, there's hot girls working
there's
there.
There's hot girls working there, right?
And good chicken wings.
It's not like, going to be me serving you. So,
yeah, well, I'd rather that.
As a teenager. I get it. I do, too. I like it. But I'm just saying, certain kids might not have that kind of relationship with their parents where they feel comfortable. Because everything. I was embarrassed by everything, though.
I wouldn't go there
my
with
parents
my...
parents didn't know much about me.
If I was married, I wouldn't take my wife there with my kids. Because she'd ruin it. Just talking about,
what do they call it? What do they call it?
Impressive towards women like us.
Oh, something else. Subjects? Subjectified, maybe? Something like that. I don't know. I thought maybe that means they make a lot of money. Anyway, Chris Jones.
Well, it's not communist Russia. They didn't make him work there.
Chris Jones might stay with the Chiefs, you're telling me? If that's true,
yeah.
Then doesn't that guy from ESPN, doesn't his prediction come true? Because he did that whole thing that said if they pay Chris Jones, because he thought it would cost like $28 million. That was his prediction. So close to $30 million. If they pay him, then here's how much it's going to cost. They have to restructure Mahomes' contract. They would only be, I don't remember what he said, but I read you the
yeah, they wouldn't have a ton of money to spend.
They're like out of money already. He's like, if you thought Mahomes was alone before.
They got a pretty good team, and they would need another cornerback because they're probably going to let LeJarius Sneed go. So they need that, but there's so many wide receivers. It's deep.
Well, what the hell is a franchise tag? I don't understand it. You put the tag on someone you want to trade?
Yeah, I don't really know why it comes up like that, but they have to play for that money, I think. But you sign them to trade them. I mean, you don't have to trade them. You sign them and trade them.
Okay.
You sign them for that money, and then you trade them for like a second round pick. I don't know the actual wording of the rules, though. But some of them.
I don't understand it. Well, I mean, if they got Chris Jones and they got Mahomes, I think they got a chance. Yeah. I don't think anyone this season will make the same mistake they did last year, because by week 6 or 7, I remember people saying, "Well, it's fine, you know, but they're not going to the Super Bowl this year, that's for sure."
Right.
And of course they did. So yep. I do feel like this year people won't make that mistake.
No.
They don't expect the Chiefs to dominate offensively.
Where they need help, it is, you know, it doesn't always happen that way. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you need a quarterback and they're not look at Pittsburgh last year, right?
Yeah,
or 2 years ago or whatever it was. You're like, Jesus, man, you know, this is what we got to pick from. But this year with wide receivers and, you know, defensive backs, there's quite a few of them. So, you know, they could really help themselves in the draft.
Do you think that, I mean, if they put together...
I was watching TV with Chacho this morning, and it was YouTube, and it was just, he was watching clips, and he was like, man, they hate us. It's true. It was just clips over and over again of people, like, just begging Lamar Jackson. Like, all these clips of him being an Avenger to stop Thanos. Patrick Mahomes is Thanos to stop the evil empire. Like, you are the one who can save us. And it's got, like, pictures of, you know, Kelsey and Swift and Mahomes. And the guy's like, you know, Travis Swift and Brittany, whatever that bitch is. Like, just, and please, you can save us, Lamar. Like, I've never seen more people become Lamar Jackson fans.
I hope Lamar sees that. Because I feel like that mythology, it's already in his head. Right. I feel like there's something about playing Mahomes that already gets in Lamar's head.
It's there. So. Like, you know, and Chacho was like, I was like, hey, man, it is what it is. Like, you know, he's like, but they loved us. I'm like, yeah, because you were playing the evil empire, mm-hmm. and then you conquered the evil empire and Brady or whatever. I mean, he retired. But, yeah, but now you became.
Yeah.
Right? You became it.
Yep. You have to destroy
something. You are now
the first.
Evil empire.
Yeah.
And people rooted for Jordan for a long time. Right? Yeah. And then they were like, God, I hate this guy.
You got tired of it?
Right.
Yep. Well, do you think Brett Veach will go down as... Because I don't understand this stuff. I don't even know how franchise tag worked. But I read this stuff on the Chiefs subreddit about the trades they've made in the past, how they got the guys they've got. He's made some amazing moves. Like, some truly amazing moves and had some just amazing foresight. And you just look back at the last few years and like, this guy has got to win some sort of a trophy.
Unbelievable.
Of course, I'm not following other teams that closely to see what kind of moves they made. But when you look at that, first of all, it sounds like fun. It seems something you would be interested in.
I love it. Yeah.
Like, hey, we got to come up with a strategy. This is what we're going to do. We're going to trade these
It's just
moves.
Like that. There's so much pressure on that. And there's so much pressure on all of it. Man, there'd be a lot of pressure. You get it wrong. Like,
absolutely.
And it's so easy to get it wrong.
Most people do.
Know?
Yeah.
You know, you draft those guys and you're like, man, and then nothing.
There's like, no damn. Way you can predict them all. It's like trying to predict what movies are going to be a hit. He's got a pretty good run going on.
If you go back, you know, the real trick to it is the stuff that, I mean, McDuffie and, you know, those guys and Snead, like, man, he's really gotten it right. But then you go back, like, Pacheco. Out of Rutgers,
exactly.
You know what I mean? I mean, the only
that's
one that you're kind of like, well, and I don't think he's a bad player, just hasn't worked out for him here, is Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
You know, but I could absolutely see Clyde Edwards-Helaire go somewhere else and be really good.
True.
Like, it feels like he's, you know, hey, when he got the ball, even in the playoffs this year, you're like, ooh, who was that?
Yeah.
And they're like, Clyde, you're like, God damn, man. So whatever is not working out for him, I have no idea, for whatever reason, if Mahomes doesn't love him, or Andy Reid, or they just like Pacheco, whatever it is, you know, even though it looks like you spent a first rounder on that guy and you didn't use him that much, you know, you could have got somebody else in the first round that you did use, obviously. Other than that one, I don't think there's much debate about how great he's been.
I can't imagine. I mean, and it's weird too, because growing up, and I don't know if it's like this in other markets or, you know, when you were a kid, but Carl Peterson was the general manager of the Chiefs when I was a kid. And he was like a character. You know, you saw him a lot on TV.
He gave me his penthouse, remember?
Yeah. And people, you know, everyone had a story about
him. I was like, I'd like
him.
To get into this building. He's like, well, here's my pass. Try it.
Yep.
He was a good guy.
And everyone had a story about him, right? That's the other thing. Like, it's just like everyone had met him at some point, or they'd served him at a bar or whatever. He was like this kind of character. I don't know. I don't think that Brett Veach is. I don't think that kids think of him the way that we did. They don't, right? They don't.
They don't
necessarily have a good image of him, like a picture of him.
I don't have a picture of him in my head
of what he looks like. Yeah, okay, good. Because I don't really either. I didn't know. Did you have one of those in Detroit growing up? Was there that general manager?
Later, as I was a little bit older, we had Matt Millen, who was he ruined the franchise.
And long was he?
The franchise was bad before, and he made
it worse.
He just drafted like three wide receivers with the first pick, and none of them worked out. Like, it was horrible.
Okay.
Just horrible.
So he was never revered.
He may be the worst GM of all time. I'm being honest. Like, if you were just Google the worst GM of all time. And I don't know the answer to that. I'm guessing if it's not Matt Millen, whoever made the list is wrong.
Okay, that's fair.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll
with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We're doing the news.
All right.
Doing the news. Did you see?
Yeah, there's a guy.
Twitch feed here on our chat. Someone that we talk to quite regularly, we just discovered, though, went to one of these reform
camps? They snatched him at the middle of the night.
Like a hell camp? Yeah. He had the whole thing. Yeah. So he says they kidnapped him in the middle of the night or whatever it's called.
A kid who
they
actually got him. Done with him.
Yeah. And then living in Kansas City.
I want to talk to him more. We should have him on the podcast.
Exactly. I want to know details about this because people are talking about this. You got both those documentaries on Netflix that people are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that he went to Washington State. He was in Kansas City. And they took him all the way to Washington State to the Sawtooth Mountains. He also said someone died. Yeah, I need to know details about this. So Snowcone, message him and see.
Now that's wild.
When we can talk, when we can chat and get some details, because I would definitely like to ask more questions.
Okay.
In the news, Hannah Gutierrez.
You know, don't tell me about trauma either, Squad Father. Maybe if you'd have been a better kid, this wouldn't have happened to
I
you.
I knew that was coming.
Imagine the trauma your parents went through.
Lazo was going to definitely want to know what. Yeah, kind of hell you were putting your parents right. through.
Because I can't imagine what my kids would have to do for me to be like, you know what? Just snatch them and take them to the Charles B. Wheeler Airport and fly them wherever you go.
A like, Sawtooth Mountains.
What my kids would have to do. I don't know what they would have to do, but I can't. I mean.
You'd have to be like you said yesterday.
There's something that they could do.
Your wits but, end.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday you said standing over you in the middle of the night with a knife. Yes, that would do it. But also, what if one was just... you know, a threat to his sibling. That could be
right,
enough.
Yeah. I mean,
what if one was just not going to school, not no matter what you did, would not get the grades, was failing, getting held back, all those things. You knew he was drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade all the time.
Right, that was me.
Is that enough? I don't know. Well, that girl in the documentary, did she say she had one Mike's Hard Lemonade? I don't know if I believed her.
You.
I think she was a bad kid. Her sisters didn't go to that school, right?
No, they didn't.
Yeah. So,
but they were in college, they said.
Yeah, but... I mean, just like along the way, at some point they were younger.
No, you're right.
They weren't that much older than her, it doesn't seem like. Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, I want to know what she was up to. Maybe Squad Father will tell us. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, I don't know if she ever went to one of these camps. I haven't heard that. But she was the armorer on the set of Rust.
Oh, yeah.
And she was found guilty. The jury was not out long. At the end here, you'll hear the voice of a guy saying, well, you'll hear the voice of a guy here at the end of this. He's one of the jurors. As soon as he walked out of the courtroom, a reporter got a hold of him and got a quote from him.
More than 2 years after cinematographer Helena Hutchins was fatally shot, armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Guilty.
After a nearly two-week trial, the jury deliberated for just 2.5 hours.
Do you have live rounds there? And you don't even know it? And you're not checking them?
There's a problem.
So I don't know if you could hear what he was saying, but you had live rounds there, you didn't check it, you know, we got a problem. So I don't know, man. Just seeing what I've seen in the news, I've wondered if I was on the jury, what would I do? I kind of feel bad for
it. What's going to happen now?
But also, well, whatever the maximum sentence is for, I know that they said that the deputies immediately after the verdict took her into custody. It says lead defense attorney Jason Bowles told USA Today in a statement that she will appeal this conviction, which, of course, that's normal. The armorer's involuntary manslaughter charge carries a maximum penalty of 18 months in prison and a $5,000 fine. She'll be sentenced at a later date. So I don't know what the normal sentence is, but I would assume...
Well, that sucks. One day you're working on a movie, and the next day you're doing 18 months in jail.
Uh-huh. At least a few months, right? I would think minimum she's going to go to jail for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know that she'll do 18 months, but... Yeah, and it's like it was a family business, right? Her dad was a...
Yeah, he was
an armorer.
And
it seemed like maybe he had a lot more experience, and I don't know, maybe he cost more? Maybe he died. I don't remember the details. But for some reason, they had her. It felt like she was new to this, and it was sort of a...
No, I've seen my dad do it,
but she'd done it before, right?
Yeah, she went to his house and, like, got stuff. Like
from her dad, right?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking, that he was sort of helping out
helping
off
her.
The
yeah.
set. But, you know, then it comes down to, all right, well, since she's guilty of involuntary manslaughter, it will...
What if he put the live rounds in it?
Her dad?
Yeah, just to get her in trouble.
Sounds like something Trump would do, right, to his kids?
Oh,
right,
sure.
Sounds like,
to make his kids look like an
kids
idiot.
On the bus immediately.
Absolutely,
sounds like something I do to you.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'm all excited. I got
and
this
then
job.
You shoot snow cone,
and you're like, hey, let me see. Can I see the fake gun?
Yeah. And then I put a real bullet
I'm
in.
Like,
you
sure.
shoot snow cone, and then you go to jail.
That's
and snow cone.
That's a win-win for
dice.
You, man.
Yeah.
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 You
yeah.
Get all yourself.
Yeah,
just,
Poppy.
Just you and Squad Father talking about Hell Camp. That's the dream, man. Yeah, I feel sort of bad for it. But now the next thing is, what happens to Alec Baldwin? Will he be guilty of whatever the hell he's being charged with? I don't know, not paying enough money for the armor. I feel like if you buy a cheap armor, you still paid for someone who's supposed to be an effing armorer, right? Mm-hmm. I don't see, like, him as a producer. You know, they're going to try and say now that he is partially responsible because he was trying to save too much money.
I don't see how she goes to jail, though. That's my thing. Like, I don't know how she goes to jail. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No one went to jail when the Crow, what's his name, when he died, right?
Well, I don't know, but even, like, they do that, like, what about if, you know, does anybody, like, if someone's a paramedic and they don't recognize that this person was having a heart attack and they treat him for a stroke or something, they die, does that dude go to jail?
I don't know.
Like, I was at work, I did the best I could, and an accident happened. Like, it literally happens. And if a pilot crashes a plane and not everybody dies and he survives, but some people die, do they send him to jail?
Denzel Washington did.
I know, but he was drunk. But yeah. If he's not drunk and he just hit the wrong button or something, it was a mistake.
Well, there's certainly a lot of medical malpractice suits, right? People win a lot of money.
But they don't go to jail.
No, you're right. They don't usually go to jail.
Right. I would think that he could sue the studio for money. And say, but they don't go to jail. Who goes to jail for that?
I think it's weird that he could be responsible for paying a cheap armor. You know, if she's an armorer, she's an armorer.
Yeah, only a good armorer can stop a bad armorer.
That's right. That's right. I don't know. I don't think he should get in trouble, but maybe he should.
I don't think she should get in trouble.
I understand, though, like if it's recklessness and carelessness. I mean, someone got killed because you weren't.
You did your job and made a mistake.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It happens all the time and people die. And they don't go to jail. They get sued.
But I think what they do is a lot of times they'll go to court and then they'll say, did this person just make an honest mistake that you, as a juror, can say, hey, if I'm putting myself in their shoes, I think this was a mistake that anyone could make. Because these jurors, it sounds like we're saying, this woman was reckless and careless and wasn't doing her job, which is a very serious job.
Well, if your job is to keep people alive and they die, then you're not doing your job.
Right, right.
So, right? Like, you've missed the job.
But if they think, like, hey, this was clearly she was being reckless and it wasn't just like, oops, that maybe this was a repeated problem. I don't know. I wasn't on the jury. I don't know what they heard.
I get what you're saying.
I don't know if I love it either. I'm kind of in the middle. Because I feel like I could be swayed either way. Same with Alec Baldwin.
Right.
Maybe a prosecutor could convince me that Alec Baldwin should be held partially responsible for this.
I think you should be held partially responsible.
We could be next. I mean, it felt like they're going after everybody in that damn thing. And you said the movie's still going to come out, right?
I hope so.
That's what you guys told me. I figured for sure that movie was done.
Yeah, I thought it still was.
I can't believe that. But yeah, you guys said it was still going to happen. So the next streaming service, the current streaming service now, that's going to crack down on password sharing?
No.
Max. So I share mine with my mom, with Brooke's sister. We're running out of ones that you can share. You can still share that. You can share Paramount, and you can share Peacock. I think has Hulu cracked down on it? Netflix, you can't do it all, right?
You can't?
Well, now, with Max, I get this thing sometimes where you log in. It says too many people are streaming at the same time. My mom said she's gotten that, too. So I guess if you've got, like, two people streaming it at the same time, then there probably can't be a third. That's my guess. I don't know, because I know like at least three people have the password.
Right.
But I hear people say constantly in the media, like, well, you know, it's these Gen Zs that aren't paying. You know, they want to get this stuff for free, and they're getting passwords from their parents, and they think everything should be free. Okay, that's maybe part of it. Also, I don't think they're making as much money as maybe, you know, we would like them to in America. And also, I do think it's a lot of people who just can't afford it. They don't necessarily have to be young people. They could be older people. They can't afford it.
Well,
their parents are sharing it.
Yeah, but I also think it became easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, for sure.
Like, I think that's it. I don't think it's the money. Because if you didn't have the money, you just wouldn't buy it.
Right, that's
it. But it became so easy that you were like, hey, you're talking to someone on the phone. They're like, hey, did you see this on Max? Like, oh, I don't have Max, and you're talking to your mom or your friend or whatever, and they're like, well, just use my password.
Right.
And then they log in.
Right.
Like, it's that easy. So,
and you can create a profile for them. Right.
So it's that easy. I think it was just because it was easy, and they didn't really crack down on it, and now they are. Yes, I do think people wanted to save money. I don't want to pay for Netflix. I'll use my mom's account. But I don't think if they really wanted Netflix, they would be like, I can't afford it.
So that was the thing
you
with Netflix.
What I'm saying?
Yes, but with Netflix, they said, like, okay, this is a gamble. Because how many of these people will say, if I can't get it for free, I'm not going to pay for it? Netflix said, we think we're going to get a lot of subscribers. We think a lot of people will pay for it.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, you still want to have those numbers. Hey, 14 million people watch this show. With Max, if my mom's not going to pay for it, I don't think Brooke's sister is going to pay for it. So I don't know, Snow Cone, would you pay for it if you didn't have your sister's password?
Yeah.
You would pay for Max.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I like Max a lot.
So, you know, yeah, it just depends. It's a gamble. And then to do those numbers for their big shows go down because, as these people say, you know, all these freeloading Gen Zers decided they can't watch it because they can't pay the $15. It is kind of expensive too, right? It's the $15 one, I think. I don't know. They're all about
Warner Brothers Discovery, which is the company behind Max, says that it's going to happen later on this year, and they're going to roll this out through 2025. So it's not going to happen immediately for anyone that is password sharing. But once that does happen, the limitations are going to be just to your household. So again, if you're a neighbor or perhaps a family friend, you might get booted off soon.
Or stalker. Man, Peacock. Did you see, Laszlo, I logged in on there last night on Peacock, and they've got a new show that's the people that did Big Little Liars. What was the show that we all liked on HBO? Something with Liars. Reese Witherspoon? Big Little Lies.
Uh-huh.
They said it's from the same creators. It looks like basically a new version
What's
of that
called?
With a new cast. I think it's called The Apple Doesn't Fall.
Okay.
But it's on Peacock.
I can watch that. Also,
it comes out in a
The
few
Gentleman
days.
I want to watch.
What's that on?
That's on Netflix.
What's that about?
That's a Guy Ritchie thing.
It's called Apples
Never
Fall.
Oh, The Gentleman. I saw that.
You
Apples
saw it?
Never Fall.
I think so. Is that the one with Jason Statham?
I thought it just came out like last night or something.
Oh, maybe he did another one. I'm confused by that whole series. I liked the first one they did. And then I saw the one, the follow-up one with Jason Statham and Audrey Plaza, right? Is it Aubrey or Audrey?
The Gentleman, Netflix.
Audrey.
I'm going to go Audrey.
Theo James.
Audrey Plaza.
Kaya Scodelario, Ruby Sears.
Oh, you're wrong. It's Aubrey.
It is Aubrey. Damn it. I was like 50-50 on that one. I really wasn't confident.
So that show is called Apples Never Fall.
Apples Never Fall. Yeah, it looks like something you guys would be interested in. Well, it said
this
from the creators.
The Gentleman,
who knows what that means.
A Guy Ritchie series official. So you've seen it, though?
The Gentleman, 2019?
Well, this is 2024. First episode date, 2024.
Oh, so there's something new. So I was thinking of The Gentleman, the movie, which I liked a lot. And that was Guy Ritchie. I didn't know that he was doing, is it like a series?
It says it is. First episode was last night.
Oh, cool. Well, I really like The Gentleman. I'm not like a huge Guy Ritchie fan, but that movie I thought was great. And then they did those follow-ups, and I did watch them. But The Gentleman was one with Matthew McConaughey. Did you guys see it? Matthew McConaughey was amazing in it, and he's like a marijuana dealer. It's worth watching. I don't know if it's streaming or anything, but you should go back and watch it. Okay, I didn't know there was a series. I will definitely check that out. Did anyone see the video of the engine catching on fire on the United flight? So I've seen lots of videos of engines going out on planes. You know, like some part of it falls off, and they're like, oh, look, I don't think that metal piece was supposed to come flying off like that. Sometimes you'll see a little flame. This thing is bursting bright, white, light, hot flames before it completely flames out. And I heard a passenger who was on this flight. I think they were going to Fort Myers, Laszlo.
Oh, really?
They were headed there. I heard a passenger being interviewed, and he's like, this was not like some small thing. This was like we're going to die.
This was not a normal bump that you would hear when you're flying. This was a loud explosion. There was no question in any of our minds that something bad had happened. That combined with the plane nosediving and seeing the flames.
Okay, so they hear this huge, loud explosion.
I'm going to have a heart attack and die right there.
It starts to nosedive. Well, I thought this morning, and I was listening to this guy, so I thought, all right, if Snow Cone and I were on this flight together, if I convinced him, hey, let's go to Fort Myers, you'll love it, and we're on this flight, and that happens, how do we respond? Now, Laszlo apparently eats peanuts and says if we're going down, we're going down.
We would actually die.
But I think you
the
and
plane
I
would land safely, and we would be dead.
I just kept reading my magazine like I can't.
Yep.
You know, Laszlo
would be listening to a podcast, reading a magazine, eating pistachios,
yeah,
and the plane would land safely as it did.
I thought it was going to crash. Don't get me wrong. I thought we were going to die.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, there's no sense in like standing up.
I don't know why I can't help it.
Screaming and doing a penis show and freaking out. Like, if it crashes, it crashes. I'm going to sit here and try to convince my mind that we're not going to crash. Now, I was scared, but I just kept trying to think, we're not going to crash. These things never crash. And I just kept reading my magazine.
Do you think, Snow Cone, that you might audibly
the lady next
scream?
To me was just crying.
Well,
crying.
Crying is another one. Do you think you might audibly make a noise or like, or cry?
Why would what sound was that?
I don't know if I would like, do that.
Make like that sound and then say poppy.
No, not
do
doing it.
Just
not
do it. Come
it.
On.
I'm not doing
do
it. I'll do it at some point today.
Please do it.
Poppies!
Man, that's what you would say if the plane was crashing?
Yeah, I'll be holding Snow Cone's hand. And then they'd find our corpses in our seats with poop in our pants.
I wouldn't have time.
And
I would have a heart attack and just
die. I think I would, too.
Like, the plane would have landed safely, and they find me dead on the plane.
These things make the news, and people don't make a big enough deal about it, because they don't realize that if you talk to these people who are on the actual flight, they're like, no, dude, we definitely all thought we were dying.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Yo. The National Guard, you know those guys? You're in the military. Why didn't you join the National Guard? You don't have to leave.
I'm not a pussy.
Oh, gotcha. You guys made fun of the National Guard? They looked down upon?
Yeah.
Okay. By everyone?
Yes. Even the Coast Guard? Of course.
I feel like there would probably be a rivalry between National Guard and Coast Guard. By the way, Coast Guard seems awesome.
Yeah, I should have taken that job. It sounds much better.
The Coast Guard?
Yeah.
It sounds so awesome. Mm-hmm. I see those
There wasn't
shows
one right by my house, though.
There's one. I've got a friend who lives in Lawrence and works for the Coast Guard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm saying there wasn't a recruiter's office.
Yeah, exactly. I never saw a recruiter for the Coast Guard because I live in the middle of America. Yeah. But if I thought about it, if I'd known then what I know now, I think I would have liked that. But the National Guard, what? They're like our well-organized militia,
That's
right?
what it's supposed to be.
That's what it's supposed to be. And then they what? They protect us from ourselves?
Well, they were supposed to protect us from an oppressive government, and all you 2Aers started thinking you were part of a well-regulated militia.
Well, we could get off on that. But the National Guard, what's their job? Each state has their own National Guard, right?
Yes, it's a state's army.
And so it's their
army.
That's
the well-regulated militia, you idiots.
And they're there.
And then the government was like, we'll take your well-regulated militia and send them over to seas to fight wars for the federal government.
The National Guard? Have they done that?
Yes, the National Guard goes over there.
I didn't know that. I really didn't. I didn't know if the National Guard ever left the country or not.
You can get called into active duty.
Okay, gotcha. But I just always thought of them as
supposed to be.
I always thought of them as like, you know, if Missouri and Kansas got into another war, they've got their National Guards going at
it. Yeah, that's
what
it's supposed to be.
Okay, so in New York, and then the big thing was when there were the riots, or not riots, the peaceful protests.
You're right, Space Force would be cool.
When were the peaceful protests for Black Lives Matter, 2020?
2020.
Right, during the lockdown?
Mm-hmm.
When that happened, remember Trump brought out some National Guard in D.C., and then that chopper flew a little low, and people were upset about that. Oh, do you use the National Guard on your people? That Civil War movie that's coming out, Snow Cone, it looks like they're probably going to use the National Guard on their own people.
And they had to desegregate schools. They brought in the National Guard.
There you go. So the National Guard can be...
When they had to, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
There are situations where you might be happy to see the National Guard, right? Where you're like, whew, thank God the National Guard's here. There's got to be situations where you're like, why don't they just send the National Guard? This is out of control. The cops can't handle it. Well, that's the situation in New York. The subways have gotten so bad that, and I hear about the subways, but I don't live in New York. Nick takes a subway all the time, doesn't he?
I think he has a driver.
Well, I know that, but also a lot of times when we're talking to him on the phone, he's like, I'm sorry, I'm getting on the train, and he's gone. And he posts clips. I know he does. He's on the subway quite a bit.
I think he does it for a fact.
To look like he's a common man. And then he just is like, whoa, 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 I'm not actually riding this thing. Hold the door. He goes back to his limo. Well, anyway, they're bringing the National Guard into the subways in New York to make it safer.
Not getting into this can of poor.
Right.
This morning, the National Guard will be checking bags after a rash of violent assaults on the nation's largest train system. The increased security, part of the New York governor's plan to crack down on crime.
These brazen, heinous attacks on our subway system will not be tolerated.
There you go. They're not going to tolerate it.
Oh, it will.
No, they're sending the National Guard. They're going to do something about it. If I was getting on the train every night and I was worried that I was going to get shanked, you know, which is what they make it sound like, you're going to get robbed, you're going to get stabbed, the cops aren't, there's not enough cops, or they're not going to do anything, then it would be good to see the National Guard, right? That's them doing their job?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know what the National Guard's supposed to do, clearly. Now, listen, I told you earlier about an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
I never seen an airplane do this. I didn't know it was possible. But since the very first time I ever flew on an airplane.
It was heinous, Reed, not anus.
Who said anus?
He said, did she say anus attacks?
Oh, anus attacks.
No, heinous attacks.
No, she said anus.
No.
Yeah. You got to look at the details of the story, what's been going on.
Oh, they were getting
New York
attacked in the anus?
Just about everywhere.
Or by an anus.
No, in the anus.
People, wait, in what anus?
There's like a lot of punk kids and stuff, and they're attacking anuses.
Wait, like your anus? And,
mm-hmm.
Like a part of the body.
Yeah.
Oh, and so I didn't know that. Protect,
oh, yeah, people are trying to, everyone wants to sit down. And
like
the
punk
train
kids,
to,
you mean like kids who listen to Green Day or something?
Like with Mohawks.
Like Blink-182?
Yeah.
And they're just going around, what, shanking people in the anus?
Doing stuff their anus if they're standing up, but there's
what
no
do
more
do
room
anus?
To see, sit. I don't know. I don't live in New York, but she's going
to
stop.
But they're attacking
them.
It. They're not
attacking
making
anus.
Love to it or
yeah.
something.
Anus attacks, which I think is probably part of the National Guard's charter is to
well,
protect
I
people
would
against
imagine.
Anus attacks.
Well, yeah. I mean, at first I was like, I think this lady might be overblowing it a little bit, but now that she said that.
Right. That doesn't sound like fun. And if you
no,
have to take the train.
You have to take the subway and people are attacking your anus.
Exactly. No one wants that. It's like,
what
look,
would you say?
We don't have to have the cleanest subway in the world. I don't know. I might start to walk. Stop. I know what you
say.
No. I already did it for you.
Somebody
this is going to become a trend, and I don't want it to become a trend.
Come on. Somebody attacks Uranus. What do you say?
Ooh, Poppy. Okay. Moving on. Since the very first time I flew in an airplane, I thought, man, if something happens to this thing, why don't they? There's a couple things I thought. One is when they lose power, they always, you know, try and crash land in a field like Denzel. Why don't they have like big airbags on the outside and suddenly, boom, you fill this thing with air and now it's like in a big bubble and boom, right? You could do that. Or
that makes sense.
Why doesn't the goddamn thing have parachutes on it? And if it loses power, it deploys the parachutes because they can't weigh that much and the parachutes just let it fall to the ground.
I never thought about that.
You never thought about parachutes on an airplane? I've always wondered why don't they put parachutes on an airplane?
Parachutes on a plane?
Yeah, why not put them on the airplane? Get big parachutes.
Yeah, but a plane is really heavy.
Well,
yeah,
I
have a really big parachute.
Exactly, so I assume that's why they don't do it. They're always trying to save money, right? I mean, so you get mad at Alec Baldwin for saving money.
Maybe the parachute would weigh too much.
But that's what I'm saying. I think the bubble concoction would weigh too much. You've got to get all these CO2 cartridges. I don't even know how that would work. But the parachutes, I thought, maybe could happen. But they don't do it, so it must be either too expensive or because planes don't crash often enough, they're like, it's not worth it, right? They almost never crash, so why bother? But I think
the big bumper system.
The big bumper system could be
that
done.
That floats.
We never
that.
Do anything anymore. Yes, exactly, because if you land in the ocean, then it floats until the Coast Guard comes to save you, right?
Or we could just put big bouncy things throughout the world, every so often, if your plane starts to crash, you have to find a bouncy thing.
Yeah, and then you can just
makes it
sit
easier.
On it. Yeah,
right.
Just land
just
on it.
Land the plane
yeah.
on
Boing.
It.
Boing! Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like a Mario Brothers.
Yeah,
there.
Right. You can
something.
Do that.
Do something.
We know where all the planes go.
Right. And they're just like, oh, it doesn't happen often enough that we need to worry about that. Well, I think if it happens once, we should be worried about it.
I like the little bouncy thing on the ground, like Mario.
I'm for anything. Just try something other than, oh, okay, we'll try crash landing in a field. And maybe you'll get lucky and people will survive. I mean, I guess Sully did it in the Hudson because the airplane had the technology to do that. So that's something. But I'd like to see the bubble. I mean, the plane was taken on water.
Ball pits. Good.
You get the
Good.
Bubble I'm talking about, right? Like Wayne Coyne and what's his group called?
It circles in, it's protective, and it floats.
One of those big bubbles.
Yeah, we understand.
But, you know, I'm like, well, that's probably childish. But the parachute
thing. Why is it childish?
I don't know. I just feel like if I brought it to someone's attention at United Airlines, they're like, get out of here. Or Boeing.
I feel like that might be easier.
Maybe, but then why not the parachutes? Everyone else, people use parachutes. They throw cargo during wartime, giant pallets full of all kinds of stuff, and they just boom.
Oh yeah,
one little parachute and it floats to the ground. Mm-hmm. So put three big parachutes on a 747, right? 10, whatever it takes.
Strap them to the
top.
They
can't be that heavy. They don't do it. Well
you're
apparently
right. It can't be that heavy.
Apparently,
strap them to the top, let it float down.
It's been done, my friend.
What?
It's been done. Someone did it. Now, this is a small plane, but we're...
I just watched the video. Yeah,
you watched the video, right?
It's a small little plane.
It's a small plane like a Cessna, but this is in Bellevue.
And
Washington. They had complete engine failure, and the airplane had a parachute.
Mm-hmm, it did.
Boom, and there was people watching. There was a girl cooking mac and cheese, and she sees an airplane falling, gliding slowly to the ground.
Space shuttles. Don't space shuttles use them?
Exactly. Yes.
Good job, Fort Show.
The return capsules or whatever.
Yeah.
So why can't a 747 have them?
Right.
I don't get it. Well, now someone in Bellevue's like, look, we can do it. I'll show it to you.
I was actually making mac and cheese at my house. We heard like a loud bang, so we thought it was like gunshots or something, so we got scared.
This particular plane is equipped with a parachute system. It's called a CAPS system. We had several 911 callers say that they saw a plane with a parachute coming down in the wooded area near the Olympic Pipeline Trail.
They were talkative. They were up walking.
So there you go. I'm trying to show you a video. Hopefully this is the right video. Oh, Snowcone's putting it on Twitch right now, so you can watch it on Twitch. But if they can do it on this little plane with this little parachute.
Right, you just made a bigger version for me.
Now we know. Listen,
yeah,
Boeing.
Know.
Listen, Airbus. Listen, United and American.
Yeah.
We know now that this is possible. Put the parachutes on the plane.
I agree
that
with
would
you.
Change everything, Lazo. People have fear of flying. If you could look at someone like me who doesn't like to fly and say, hey, if everything fails, we just deploy the parachutes. You know how much better Snowcone and I would feel knowing that every airplane, it'll deploy the parachutes and we'll glide in the ocean until the Coast Guard comes.
Are you really that scared to fly?
I didn't used to be in my late 20s and early 30s. I really was. I'm basically over it now. I don't know how that works. I took some online classes, actually.
What?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? I was mad at myself for being scared of flying because I'd never been scared to fly before.
So then you took online classes of how to get
it was a retired. It was a retired pilot, and he did these like free video, free videos.
You really did this?
Yeah, and I was like, look, I'll try anything. Xanax ain't working. I would take so much Xanax before a flight that when I and it didn't help at all. And then when I landed, I was like drooling and passing out every time I went somewhere. It would ruin the first day of my vacation because I had to take so much drugs.
Do that every day. No, take so much drugs, you drool and pass out.
But this was like, I worried about it. I would start worrying about the flight months in advance. I'd start having anxiety about it months in advance. If someone brought
up a vacation.
So you took
these classes and?
I started taking these online classes with this guy and I had like this.
Was it cognitive behavior therapy?
Maybe. I had like a revelation at some point. We got to a certain video. I thought this isn't going to help, but I've tried everything else. And he got to a certain video and he wanted you to try this thing. And it was, I guess, maybe a bit of meditation. It was pretty silly.
What was it?
He showed a picture of an airplane. It was like animated. He's like, now I want you to come, imagine that you're sitting down in this airplane. And then he started to explain why you're starting to feel anxious. He's like, you're starting to feel pretty effing anxious right now, aren't you? If you're trying to really think about it. And you know that every time you get on a plane, you have that feeling, which I'm assuming you did too, right?
Absolutely.
So he said, now, the reason that a lot of you might have this anxiety is because at some point, when you were in this setting, sitting on an airplane, a passenger plane, something happened that made you really anxious, that shook your confidence. And that one thing is actually what makes you anxious now, and you don't realize it. And he was right. I thought back when I was flying overseas, I was coming back to the United States. Remember I told you that woman had a seizure in the middle of the ocean, and everyone on the airplane was freaking out. And for the first time ever, I felt really claustrophobic and really I felt bad for her. We were turning around. I started thinking, what would happen if something happened to me? I just hadn't thought about that stuff. And I started to feel extremely claustrophobic after that on airplanes and just scared. And he talked me through it, and it basically got me over it. I know. There's a bunch of them, though, because he says, maybe this is why you're scared. Maybe this is why you're scared. Mm-hmm. Snow Cone, you should try it. It's all free.
I've watched some of those YouTube videos.
Was it the retired pilot guy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he does a good job.
It helped. It helped for sure. I just... To talk about how safe these planes actually are. That's what really
one of
me.
The things he said, and I don't know if this is true, but he said, you're taking off. He said, you're on an American airline, right?
American airline?
Any American airline, like United, Southwest, whatever. You're in the United States on an American-owned airline. As soon as the wheels come off the ground, he said, you are now statistically in the safest place you can be in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You are less safe at home in bed than you are right now with the wheels off the ground. That's what he said.
And
he said
showing how far the wings can actually bend.
He does all that stuff. He shows you the stress test that Boeing does.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not safer in a plane than I am in bed.
Seems crazy, right?
He said more people die in bed.
He said, right. Statistically, he's saying you are now in the safest place you can be in the United States of America because this is where the least amount of people get hurt.
That's a bending of facts.
I get it. But you start to think about it, and you're like, yeah, man.
If I fall out of bed, I just fall out of bed. You fall out of a plane.
I get it. Trust me. It doesn't fix it. I don't think that fixed it. I'm saying that.
No, but it helped me. That and Klonopin.
And seeing the stress test, you're right. I forgot about that. They show Boeing bending the wings. Everything is showing what's possible. Dude, I was so scared that at one point I was probably like 30. Close to 30, if not 30. I'm in D.C. and I got to fly home. And I was so goddamn nervous that I went up to the pilot because we were sitting there waiting to get on the plane. And I went and talked to him.
What did you say?
I just said, like, I don't really remember. It's so embarrassing. I think I said, like, woo-hoo, Poppy. Please. I said, I'm so scared. And I you know what he said, Snow Cone?
Hmm.
He started talking about how many hours he's been in the air. And then he started talking about the stress test.
Hmm.
And the worst turbulence that he's been in and stuff like that, and how, it's nothing, how they don't think anything of it. It's like driving down a bumpy road. And it made me feel a little bit better for that flight home, and that's it. But, that's pretty embarrassing. I mean, I was a grown-ass man going up to the stranger like, hey, I'm real scared. Are you sure this is safe?
Mm-hmm. Just read or something.
I try. It's not that easy, man. We're not all programmed like you. I start getting anxious about it. Like I said, you could say it's coming up in a month. And I used to tell my ex, like, stop talking about it. I would say that. Don't talk about it. Why'd you bring it up? Do not bring up that we're flying overseas in a month. I don't want to hear about that right now. That's how bad it was. That's how bad the anxiety was.
So that's why she loved you so much.
That's why we're together.
The nice conversations you had.
Hey, shut up, bitch.
I can't wait till we go to Italy. Why would you mention that?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your stupid mouth. You talk when I say you talk, and you say what I tell you to say.
The way you said that just sounded so loving.
It was.
And I can't imagine her not looking forward to the trip.
She knew tough love is what she needed. And then it was the day after that I sent her off to hell camp.
The Church of Laszlo.
What are you doing?
Have you ever been fired after a day of work? Or like in the first week, first day? I know you quit that job at the nursery, right? You just feel like this isn't for me.
It's not for me.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But you quit.
Yeah, I quit. I feel like I probably have.
Have you, Snow Cone?
No.
I think I've quit every job that I've had. So that's one of those things hanging over my head, like the first termination. It's like getting punched, I imagine, right? If you've been punched in the face before, then you know you can take a hit. But if you've never been punched before, then you're really scared of getting
hit.
You'll
be fine.
But you've been fired before, so you know you can handle it, right?
Yeah.
But if you've never been fired, it's like this thing that hangs over your head like, oh, Jesus, what happens? I don't even know. Am I going to cry when they tell me I'm fired? Well, listen to this. This is in Florida. Mm-hmm. You're familiar with Florida. A sheriff's deputy in Florida was fired on his first day. Okay, it was his very first day on the job. Indian River County Sheriff's Office deputy. Indian River County. I figured you'd know. Indian River County, Florida. Yeah. You don't know? Okay. He was arrested. It was this week. I think it was on Tuesday, because he had asked a high school girl for nudes.
You're not allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to do that. Kai Stewart Cromer of Vero Beach. You know Vero Beach?
Yeah, of course.
Where's that? I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
Was arrested and fired on his first day on the job. He's being held in the Indian River County Jail on $15,000 bond. According to Flowers, Cromer repeatedly asked a female student at a local high school to send him nude photographs.
He wasn't a teacher, though, right?
No, he was a sheriff's deputy.
Well, but
he was like an SRO?
Well, that's what I wondered. Was he going to the school? Right. Like, was he a school resource officer? She came forward prompting detectives to get a search warrant. What? So they get on his phone and he's got child pornography because he's been charged with that. Mm, so boy. I imagine he's got pictures from other people, right? It doesn't sound like this girl played into it and then told, right? It sounds like he requested it and she immediately told on him, right?
So this is day one of his job.
So day one. It's his first day as a cop.
So it's got to be right?
A search of the phone, because how else does he know this girl?
Yeah.
A search of the phone revealed sexually explicit pictures and videos of underage girls. Cromer had contacted other victims. He likes to use Snapchat. So, you know, if your kid's using Snapchat, I guess be careful. I don't know how the hell you monitor Snapchat. He looks like he's young.
Okay.
He looks like he's, you know, late 20s, early 30s. Flowers says anyone who may have been contacted by Cromer to contact detectives, the school district released a statement saying, quote, "We are deeply troubled by the recent arrest of a newly hired," here you go, I think that's what it is. That's like a resource officer.
Yeah,
it's an
be.
Acronym, but it is. "For soliciting inappropriate SRO, photos for underage students at this abbreviated high school." So the very first day on the job, this resource officer is what we call them, is talking to high school girls and asking them for nudes. And he's also getting their phone numbers and texting them.
Jesus Christ.
What else are you supposed to do with that kind of power?
Well, I just think, like, if that's your thing and you just, you know, you're a
in
pedophile,
the right place.
Or whatever they call that. Isn't there a specific name for people that go after teens? It's like slightly different.
Post puberty.
Yeah, whatever. But they got a specific name. But it's still pedophilia, right? Yeah, they're kids. So to underage is underage. No, you're shaking your head. Maybe not.
It's not.
There's a difference.
You're attracted to people who are past puberty and people who are under puberty.
Oh, I'm not saying there's not a difference. I'm saying when the media talks about them, they do often
they
just call them
pedophiles,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that there is other names that you can
use. Not that either of them are okay, but they're certainly different.
Right. Yeah. Yes, exactly. But if that's your thing, I'm just thinking, you know, we know that pedophiles flock to, like, we found out they flock to the Boy Scouts, right? We just watched that documentary about the schools, where the reform schools, and they said in the documentary, if you're a predator, if you're a pedophile, those schools were the perfect place to go,
sure.
Right? You knew, like, oh, man. No one's going to tell on me.
Pedophilia refers to sexual attraction to prepubescent children.
Okay.
Hebephilia refers to sexual attraction to postpubescent ages 11 through 14. And then ephebophilia, I want to say.
See, this is why we don't say it.
Is sexual interest in those later adolescents, approximately 15 to 19.
So it sounds like that's what this guy is.
Ephebophilia, I think.
Ephebophilia.
Yeah.
So this guy's an ephebophilian, an ephelophiliad. Let's see, you're a
pedophile. Yeah, this is why they say pedophile.
An effete pedophile. That's what he is, right? He likes the 14 to 17-year-olds. But I was thinking, if that is your thing, you'd become a school resource officer, right?
Sure.
Well, I mean, what other job?
Teacher.
A teacher, I guess.
Female
yeah.
teacher.
Well, we know that.
That's the same thing of them doing with their voice, right?
Seems to happen a lot.
Like a monster, a terrible who.
Yeah.
Wants to
there's been plenty of stories in the last few years. In the last 10 years there's been plenty of stories, and what's weird
Priest,
is
Boy Scout leader,
right? But those are for kids, right?
I feel like those are
younger.
Those
are pedophiles.
Oh, you guys,
yeah,
okay. I see what you're
if
saying.
You're one of these hep of whatevers,
right? You're like teenagers.
Where do you go? You like teenagers. Well, then you become a resource officer
or a teacher.
And what's weird is, even with all these stories about these female teachers doing stuff and being arrested and seeing their mugshots over the last decade, I still am suspicious of male teachers. I know that's wrong. I'm just being totally honest. I'm especially suspicious of male elementary school teachers. Are you guys? Like, I don't know, Snowcone, you got a kid who's in elementary school now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you suspicious of male teachers in elementary school?
I wouldn't say suspicious.
There's no, like, instinct, like, why are you an elementary school teacher?
A little bit. But I want to say suspicious.
Wrong.
I want to say anything about it.
I know it's wrong. We had an elementary school teacher.
Well, he goes to a Catholic school, so that's even like, you know.
Right, now you're worried even more for different reasons, right?
Yeah.
But when I was a kid,
that's why I met all the teachers and the priests, and I, you know, want to talk to them, and yeah, they seem fine.
I think my elementary school had two male teachers in the whole school. One was the sixth grade teacher. He was retiring. And one was the fourth grade teacher. And he taught us sex ed because he was the only guy there, which I understood, too, that the school might be like, hey, we have to have a guy because we teach sex ed. And the state says that they want guys teaching the boys, sure, or whatever. Maybe that's why he was there. But he was the, at that point, once the other guy retired, he was the only man teaching in that entire school. So even as a kid, I thought, you know, I wasn't thinking about that stuff because I didn't know necessarily about that stuff. But I was just thinking, like, why is this guy here in loafers teaching us? Like, you know, guys don't do this, right? It's
right.
It's weird, isn't it? But it shouldn't be. I know it
shouldn't be.
And we see the headlines. We know that women obviously are capable.
Right.
But I can't shake it.
Like, more likely.
I don't know if they're more likely. I think that the male headlines don't make as big headlines.
Yeah.
If you Google teacher sex and hit news, you'll find a lot of dudes. They just don't make headlines. When the women do it, it makes national news, right? Especially if they're young and attractive, then it becomes a huge story, and we start talking about it. But I don't know. You're not suspicious, Lazo, at all of the male teachers? You never were?
No.
Did your boys ever have one?
Yeah.
In elementary school? They had a dude?
Yeah.
Wow, crazy.
They had a guy. He was great.
Did you ever have one when you were a kid?
In elementary school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We just didn't have
never in elementary.
I had Mr. Good, Mr. Gosman. I've been two out of my 4 years in elementary school.
Yeah. Ours was Mr. Erholtz, and he married another teacher there. And everyone, as far as I know, loved that dude. He was nice to me, but I never had him as a teacher. He just taught me sex ed. So.
But how do you do that?
Yeah.
So we get in there.
Ooh, poppy.
Well, exactly. Well, you finished my sentence for me.
The Church of Laszlo.
As you get older.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things that you start to hate that you just don't like anymore. Or maybe things that you never liked but you tried to pretend to like when you were younger. Like, I don't know if you ever liked going out, but I'm sure you went out in your 20s, right?
Yeah.
I went out. I think I liked it. I don't know why you stopped going out, actually. There's something in your brain that just goes, I don't want to do that anymore. It's weird because it's...
We used to go out all the time.
I know. In my early 30s, I had definitely this kind of midlife crisis about, you know, I don't want to be the oldest person in the bar, but I don't want to stop, you know, going out and doing things. I want to still do this. And I was worried about it, but I just kept going out. But then I got to a point where I just didn't want to do it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. I don't ever go out. Lazo, do you ever go out? I know you go to Hooters and cause problems.
Yeah.
But I mean, the thought of, like, I think the last time we went out was when we went to that karaoke bar, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was the last time?
I think so. When was the last time the three of us went out together somewhere?
Oh, yeah, that'd have to be the last time. The three of us, yeah.
And it might have been the last time Lazo went out to, like, you know,
that was, like, the
bar
first
district.
And only time he ever went out with us.
No, I've been out with him before that.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying all three of us, yeah.
But I'm saying the last time I think we might have been out was when we went to that karaoke bar and Snowcone said he was going
to
get beat up, right?
And he wanted me to help him get
right, he was asking for backup. And maybe that's part of the thing that runs through your brain subconsciously when someone says the next Friday, do you want to go out?
Right.
You know, you're like, no.
Why? I'd rather help the other dude. Like, if this thing comes to blows.
That was so funny.
I got a pick.
Man, we were like standing outside of this bar and Snowcone comes crawling out and says, guys, there's this guy. I think he wants to fight me, and I need you guys to have my back. Wasn't that basically what it was?
Yeah,
you were looking
all I said
for
was this guy might try and fight me.
Okay,
because
I was like, this is a perfect night. There's so much going on.
I knew his girlfriend pretty well.
Okay, mm-hmm. Right. So, and he figured that out.
I think so.
Yeah, that old story, huh? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was actually pretty fun. But
and what did I say?
We went to Buzzard after that.
I just remember you making people laugh
a
lot.
What I said about?
I remember you just saying, like, no, I don't get to be doing this. I'm
too old
to be doing this at a.
I just remember everyone cracking up. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Lazo, everyone
mm-hmm.
was cracking up
mm-hmm.
that night at Lazo. He was on one.
He
and
was.
You came running
Lazo
out saying.
Was super funny
he was
that night.
So damn funny. Everyone,
we
I mean,
went to Buzzard
Steve
after that.
Was there.
And the Buzzard was, I mean, that was a great
there was a
time.
Bunch of people there. And yeah. Lazo, you had everybody laughing that
well,
entire
you
night.
Know.
He did. He did. People were like crying laughing. It was fun. But the weird thing is that as fun as that was, and let's be honest, Snowcone saying someone's going to beat me up made it more fun. It was amazing.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact they thought I was going to help him.
At a karaoke
bar.
I was
fully expecting that guy to try and start something.
At a karaoke bar. But anyway.
I'm just going to get into a fight with you at a karaoke bar.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, as fun as that is.
I got you, bro.
Wonder why he was even there. Why was she there?
Okay. They were looking for you, man. They were looking for you. They knew you were going to get in there.
We had a little private room, and they came in there, and I was like, what the hell?
They knew you were coming. They saw your name on the reservation list, and he's like, I'm coming up there. But that was fun, but for some reason you stopped doing it, right?
That was a really fun time, yeah.
And like the next weekend, you're like, I don't want to go out. And it just happens, something with age. So, Laszlo, I want to know if you agree with what people say. They you just start to hate as you get older. Because going out is one of the obvious
things.
It just ones.
Sounds like, yeah, too much.
But there is part of you, right, that like a band is coming to town and you feel like, man, I should go. I love that band. I should go. I never do anything. And you kind of try and maybe tell yourself, like, get the tickets. I'll make the plans to go. If I get someone else involved, then
not
I'll,
really.
No, you don't feel that urge at all?
No. And if I do, if it's a band I really want to see, then I'll just go.
That's the only thing I have left right now. Is
yeah,
like the,
I'll go
the
see
band. A band coming to town. I'm like, oh, I do. I want to go. Like, I want to go see Death Cab and Postal Service. I should go see that, right? That's about it, though. And usually, by the time I leave the house, I go, I'm like, I don't want to do this.
No, yeah, well, that part's true, too.
I cannot wait until this is over. And I hope that everyone, you know, as soon as they do their encore, actually, I hope they'd like to leave before the encore, and we can get out of there. I don't know why that happens, but it does. But we can all agree on that one, right?
Sure.
The other thing that people said that they hate is they get older. Some of the top things, I thought this was interesting. People said that as they get older, they don't deal with advertisements anymore. Like, if you have an option on a streaming service, you know, ads or no ads, they're like in your 20s or whatever, you're like, the ads. Or if you're on YouTube and you open it up and
see,
you gotta wait
crazy.
For some
I think
ads.
It's the opposite.
Really? You feel like you're more patient?
Yeah, I'm more like, I don't care. Just play the ad. Where I my kids are like, hit skip.
Really?
Like they're always look. As soon as anything says you can skip it, my kids are frantically looking for that remote. Where I'm like, guys, it just says it's
some
16.
Some of them go for 3 minutes.
Yeah, I know, but some of them like 16 seconds. Yeah. I'm like, who cares?
Oh, I go nuts. I'm like,
yeah, I need to skip it immediately.
But I also don't want to pay Google. Right? To get rid of the ads. I'm like, so you have to get the ad blocker. Okay, so Laszlo, you don't agree with that one, but...
I don't. I feel like I'm more like whatever.
Okay, so one of the other top things people said that they hate as they get older is figuring out what to eat every single day of your life.
I read that today, too, and someone said the one thing they don't tell you about parenting, the worst thing, is figuring out meals.
I can't imagine.
What to cook for dinner, how to make dinner, where to get dinner, what we're going to eat for dinner, what I don't have for dinner. Cooking meals is the biggest obstacle when you have kids.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I mean, I'm cooking for two, but I still, it's like when I'm going home, I know like, okay, tonight it's fish, so I got to get the pan out. And then, by the way, after I make a mess in the kitchen...
Right, then I got to clean up. Exactly, that's another thing. Like, cooking for your kids and figuring out their meals is just a pain in the ass.
I know. I mean, I can't... I know. I can't imagine when you have kids... Because now also you're worried about, like, is it healthy enough, right? You don't want to feed them junk food every night.
But they both like it.
Will they like it? Right, all those things. And for me, you know, because there's something wrong with me, Brooke offers help, and I'm like, just stay out of it. Right. I got it. I don't martyr myself about it. Mm-hmm. I don't. You know, I never bring it up. I it makes me feel useful, honestly.
Right.
But it's still that, like, can I do Taco Bell tonight?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I know I bought tonight. Like, tonight I got chicken breasts. I got to do shake and bake with these things. Like, that's the plan. I've got generic shake and bake, and I'm going to bread chicken.
I did buy one of those things.
One of what things? The like, Ninja things?
No, the meal things.
Like a subscription
service?
Yeah,
but mine is, it just sends you like meat.
Oh, okay.
And then it sends you like meat, and I put it in the freezer. I cleaned out my freezer and just filled it with this stuff. You bring it home, and it's like, you know, carne asada or whatever. Take it out, and then you put it in a pan, and it comes, like you, then in another drawer, there's sauces that says this is the carne
asada
sauce.
Oh, it's like a meal kit, yeah.
Boop, and I just make it, and it's done. But it doesn't have anything else other than that.
Right.
It doesn't have, like, the meal kits would be too much because they're like, you know, here's the broccoli. Like,
Well, I mean, like, the whatever they call those, the skillet meals. I buy those all the time where it's got the meat in it. The sauce is in, like, a packet that's frozen and you heat it up. You know, I guess it's something. But it feels like you're cheating, but it's still a pain in the ass because it's still got to clean that crap up.
No, yeah, you do.
It's not that good, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's fine, whatever. But you have to do it every day. It is. Obviously, trying to pay your bills and keep your job, those are the biggest stresses in life. So that's what they warn you about a little bit. But they do not warn you ever about feeding yourself and then feeding your kids, like feeding a family. If I lived alone, I just wonder what I would be eating. I mean, Nick Wright is...
I'm eating the same thing. I know because I have the 5 days. Well, I'm not with them. I just make myself the same stuff.
I made
pot roast for me. You know, whatever.
Oh, see, that's way better than me. I literally eat gas station food. I'm like, I'm going to go get one of those hot dogs, put a bunch of sauerkraut on it, and get a couple of those chicken rollers. I'll eat those things sometimes 3 days in a row, and I'm like, Jesus, Brooke needs to come back to town because I'm going to die. I mean, you know, like, you can't eat like that, but I do. As soon as she's gone, I'm like, I'll just eat gas station food.
The other day, I took one of those things out, man, and just put it over rice. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I know I should. I've got the stuff in there, but... peanut butter and jelly. I eat a lot of peanut butter and jelly.
There you go. Pork tenderloin in the air fryer. Boom. I'll do that. Yep. I'll cook myself a steak all the time.
Other things.
It's not that hard. Really, for me, it's easy. It's figuring out what to do when you have kids.
Well, right.
They're not going to like the same thing. It's going to be a pain in the ass. And you want it, like, I'm willing to be like, well, I'll just cook a steak. And I'm like, well, I'm really hungry. Well, I'll cook two steaks.
Well, but also,
but
there's
you can't
three
do that for your kids.
There's three of you. Yeah. Everything that I buy at the grocery in the freezer section, it's designed for two people to eat.
Yeah.
So now you got to figure out, I just buy two of them, you know, and then we just split it up that way. Are the instructions still the same? Do I have to change the instructions now? Yeah, for two people, it's definitely easier. And it, by the way, it's still a pain in the ass. And then the other thing they said that you start to hate as you get older is traffic. Here's the thing about traffic. I do hate it, but I never have to deal with it because of our hours. I mean, when I do get stuck in traffic, I always assume it's because of my job and not because of my age, because I never get stuck in it. So when I do,
I'm
like, dude, you got to be kidding me. How do so many people live here, right? I thought it was like a small city. Like, what the hell are we doing?
Since I started doing radio, I haven't been stuck in traffic.
Yeah, but as you get older, I mean, it absolutely could be my age. I don't know. But as you get older, you have less and less patience for it. I can't believe that you have patience for the ads. I definitely agree with that.
It really doesn't bother me. Like, it's just, it's on. I mean, if it was like, here's a 3-minute ad, it would bother me. But if it's like, you know, here's 30 seconds or whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
Actually, a couple minutes wouldn't bother me. Whatever.
A couple minutes?
Wait, what else am I doing? I'm looking at my phone anyway.
I know.
Aren't you guys looking at your phone and doing TV?
I know.
Logically,
you're streaming like 9 hours of content
right,
a night. Yeah. And so, what's it matter if you watch a couple commercials?
Right.
I can't stand it. Also, when I had commercials, it was always like, you know, the Ozempic commercials. And I'm like, dude, I can't keep watching this. It's the same commercials.
I don't even really think
over.
About it, to be honest with you.
I couldn't do it. Well, anyways, those were the top ones. Crowded. Someone said crowded places, which was ranked high. That as you get older, you don't do crowds. But I think I think that's kind of lumped in with going out. But I definitely don't like crowds. I see video of these concerts and events where something happens, and I'm just thinking, man, there's no way you'd get me in the middle of that crowd. I don't think though that when I was in my 20s, I did. I was never a crowd person. I don't think it's not just an age thing. But you don't, you know, you're 40 years old, whatever, 30 some years old.
Right.
You don't go to a concert and say, I'm going to push my way to the front. So I just don't know what kind of crowd I would end up in. But when I see him on the news, I'm at the back always. If it's a crowd, I'm near an exit.
They're like, I get what they're saying. I don't like trying to mull through a crowd at a Chiefs game or something. It's too many people. I don't like all the parking, and then you get stuck in the traffic. So now you've got two of them.
Okay, that's a good one. Because I'm definitely the guy from the Progressive commercial. When I go to the Chiefs game and park the car, I'm like, all right, you know, this is a good way to get out of here. We can leave at this time. You know, the game hasn't even started yet. And that's all I'm thinking about. I guess I have lost total
and maybe
all
that's why the
traffic.
Ads don't bother me so much, because I watch so much sports live.
Yeah. And so
they're just
used
on, I'm used to them. They're on all the time.
Yeah, I know. That's like Chaylin texts me all the time and he'll say, like, I saw this commercial for something. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you still see commercials, because he's watching cable. He's watching sports and stuff, so I don't see it. So I don't know. I say the top thing, though. What do you say that you hate as you get older? I say it's going out.
Large crowds. Yeah, I don't like being in large crowds.
I'm sure there are people that continue to go out. I'm trying to think of people that I know that get up there in age, in the middle age, and still go out. I don't know any. Do you?
I mean, to go to Hooters would be a problem.
That's different, though, right?
I go to sports bars a lot.
I mean, that's,
I'll go watch
that is
games
something.
With my kids.
That is something.
I'll go to Royals games. I go to sporting events.
You're getting out of the house. I guess when they say going out, I'm always thinking like the bar district, right?
Yeah, but I don't think it has to be.
It doesn't have to be. You're right. I think if you're going to Hooters and causing problems or being a problem.
Right, or going to a sports bar and meeting your buddies for drinks, and doesn't have to be going out at midnight.
Yeah. No. You know? No, you're right. I guess that counts. So you do. I don't do that. So
right.
I guess I definitely don't go out at all. You do much more than I do. My thing might be the concert thing, whereas you don't have that urge.
I don't. Well, I don't know who I would see that I need to see.
I know, but every now and then something pops up and you're like, oh.
I'd like to.
But you know.
Not really.
And there's a good chance you've already seen him.
Exactly.
Almost always. So.
Yeah.
Snowcone, are we going to get to talk about Hell Camp this weekend or not?
Yeah, we sure are.
We are? Oh, that's exciting, Lazo. So on the podcast.
Hey, what was the teacher who taught you how to have sex with his wife?
He did not. Don't say that. That's I already what you said, said his name. I did not say that.
You said I didn't know how to have sex with her. He had to teach me.
That was.
That's what you said.
You. That was off the air. That was a totally different conversation. No, 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 no. Snow cone. No.
What?
No.
You said
we
that it was on the air, right?
We can't say that, dude. We cannot say that. Huh?
Yeah.
He did not teach me that. He
Mr.
Taught
Air Fryer.
He taught me how he taught me sex ed. He taught me right. how sex works.
And
that's
I said you
want to
have sex with his wife because she was hot.
Stop!
Well, I don't understand the problem.
Snoko,
here.
No.
Am I wrong?
What do you mean no? Why are you telling me?
You got to stop him somehow. Bleep him.
I, can't
I don't know.
Stop him?
You can bleep him, can't you?
No.
We can't. We can't say it.
No. We and can't say Mr. Air
stop!
Fryer.
Stop!
I said Air Fryer.
Just stop!
We are out of time anyway.
We're out of time
well,
anyway.
Good show, Mr. Air Fryer. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.